You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are joined today by Finn from Wet Bandits. Hey, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you, Maddie. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. You guys have just released your latest single, It's No Use. Congrats. Big stuff.
Thank you.
How's it been having it out?
It's been good. It's creeps up. I wasn't prepared, and then I kind of forgot about it, and then it was the day, and then it's been one of those ones, but it's been good. It's nice to get that one out.
Good. Could you tell us a little bit about, like, behind the track, what it's about, what the inspiration was writing it?
It was kind of an old one. It was actually originally, it's from kind of a collection of songs that kind of made in Wet Bandits first started way back sort of 2018, 2019. And then I was staying at my nana's house a couple of years ago and sort of revisited it.
Yep.
Wrote some new arrangements, new words and stuff. Kind of just been chipping it away at it and then decided to finish it. So it's sort of come together like that, really, which has been quite good.
Nice. The writing process of it, you say it's like been like up and down a little bit. Has it been different to any of the other singles you put out, or like what was the process like for this song specifically?
A few that Not Blue, the last one.
Yeah.
Similar, so it's kind of, taken an old song and kind of revamped it, I guess. Try to stick to the sort of that Wet Bandits sound.
Yeah.
It was a fun one to make, actually. Originally, it was a bit jambled, and the chorus was kind of double time.
Yeah.
And kind of rushing for words there, but I kind of gave it some space.
True.
Put some piano on it and the likes, and it kind of, it is what it is now, I guess.
Yeah, nice. Do you have any, like, musical inspiration that inspired that, like, adding space to it, or, like, the early days of the song? Specific artist you're listening to?
I can't really think of one right off the bat there, but it just kind of came together as it was.
Mean. What was the recording process like? Do you record all yourself, or do you go to a studio?
Yes, we just do it all at home.
Oh, mean.
Which so I'm mainly we'll do it all mostly just self-produced and self-mixed. I'd like to take a little leap here into maybe visiting a studio and seeing what we can do.
True.
But no, it's all pretty DIY.
Nice.
Going together. Which I do.
Hang on, you cut out a little bit there again.
Live for that sort of thing. It's fun.
Yeah, a little bit of DIY is always good. You just wrapped up a tour of New Zealand. You played all across country. How was that?
That was great. That was really fun, actually. We're playing with Pool House.
Love the Pool House really boys.
Good lads. Great music. So it was cool to... So it was cool to team up with them and hit the road, because we hadn't done that in a few years either. So it was... I was a little bit nervous undertaking that, but it couldn't have gone better, to be honest. We had a great time. It was cool to meet them and sort of team up on that whole thing. It was fun.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys grew up in Hawke's Bay and then moved over to the Gold Coast. Was this your first time back in NZ, like, touring properly, or have you been back before?
First time, I think the last tour we did was probably 2019 or something like that. So, first time in a while.
True.
So it was, really cool to come home.
Yeah, nice.
So we'll probably have to do something again this summer, I think.
Summer's a good time to do it. Very fun. You get the best of the country then. Yeah. You miss out on the cold and the snow and the rain. Know it all too well in Dunedin.
Absolutely.
Did you have a favourite place to play while you were over here?
Dunedin was up there, eh? The Crown.
Yeah.
Old Jonesy, who runs that place, was an absolute legend.
We love Jonesy.
He was great. Didn't know the Crown's actually been there longer than the Spates Brewery, allegedly.
I didn't even know that. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's been there forever.
Yeah.
He gave us a little Twitter where they used to put the beer in from the curb.
Oh my
god. Which is pretty crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah, they used to just literally have a truck pull up and put the pipe in the wall and pump beer into the place, which is pretty old school. So that was cool.
Pretty nuts.
And the Dunedin crowds is just a cool town, eh?
Yeah. It's pretty sick, eh?
Yeah. Very cool town.
Yeah. Love it. Do you have any favourite like Kiwi artists that you'd love to tour with? Other like Pool House you just said, but are there anyone else that you would like froth touring with?
For sure. Heavy Chefs, I'm a massive fan of.
Yeah.
He's sick.
Yeah.
No Cigar too, they're cool.
I'd yeah, love they're
to,
fun.
To jam in their stuff. Yeah, but the Heavy Chefs especially.
Yeah.
Big fan of Andres.
Yeah, no, I rate that, Yeah.
Definitely the main one that comes to mind.
For sure. And you're halfway through a tour around Oz. How's that been so far?
It's been fun. It's a bit of an undertaking, a new territory.
Mm.
A lot of camping, to be honest. We spent sort of a week. It wasn't our best organised tour.
Mm.
And just trying to save money, so we're kind of free camping with...
Yeah.
With 10 dudes and my partner Phoebe, so it was 10 men, and Phoebe was holding it down for the girls. it's been great. We had some good shows. It kind of got better as it went on. The last couple of shows are really cool. It's been that Central Coast, New South Wales is pretty beautiful.
Yeah, no, it is lovely down
there.
And it's
just meeting some cool people and some cool venues. So it's a good start in Australia, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure. Have you got any like funny stories or like memories that will like you reckon will like stick with you forever from this tour?
Absolutely. We were touring with Bakerfield, they're a Sunny Coast band. There are a couple of our band went to school with back in Hawke's Bay, and they live up the coast now.
Oh, nice.
Some antics. Caleb, the bass player from Bakerfield, lost his keys.
Oh no.
Not once, but twice.
Oh no.
So the first time it got found by some kid.
Yeah.
They were just walking around the entrance in Central Coast asking.
Yeah.
They'd just given up trying to find these keys and sort of trying to get the word out. And then allegedly some kid found it in a tree somewhere.
How did they get in the
Returned
tree?
To the key.
Yeah.
Great question. You'd have to ask Caleb that, but I'm sure he's got no idea either.
Yeah.
But so found the key and then managed to make our way to the next show and then somehow... lost the key again.
Oh my goodness.
So Caleb and Callum from Bakerfield were actually stuck in the Central Coast for an extra 5 days because it was that long weekend public holidays.
True.
And no one would cut them a key. So they were just roughing it for 5 days until they could get a key cut.
Oh my god. That's so rough, dude.
It's definitely a story that sticks out, but there are a few of those ones.
Yeah, for sure. That's crack up. Oh. Do you have any...
At the building.
Yeah. Do you have any pre or post gig rituals?
No, other than beer.
Beer. Mm. That's a good one. That's a classic.
That's a classic, yeah. But not other than that, not really.
Nice. Fun though. I guess you've released a few singles over the past couple months and you're on tour now. What's next for Wet Bandits? Have you got anything up your sleeves?
Yes, we're gonna got an album coming out in July. Sort of got to pick a date to work with there.
Yeah,
so that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
We're gonna do some press and vinyls, which is kind of a first for us.
Oh, that's cool.
That was cool. That was kind of a bucket list thing for me.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So that's pretty awesome.
Nice.
And other than that, just sort of hopefully come back, play a few. I'd love to do the festival circuit in New Zealand over the summer.
Yeah, that would be good.
Do another tour, that would be cool. Mm. We've never really done that.
Yeah.
And then just more shows, really. Love to get some live drums in the studio and get the boys in. And
yeah, that would be fun.
And see what we can do there. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, big things, and, big things.
Yeah, that's it, really.
Yeah, nice. I mean, that was all the questions I had written down. Was there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
No, I think that's pretty much me.
All right. Well, it was absolutely lovely talking to you, Finn. We got your latest single,
yeah,
It's No
nice
Use.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Cued Up. It was great to meet you too. Thank you so much for the chat. This is your latest single, It's No Use, Cued Up now on Radio 1, 91 FM. Yo.
Roses looking red, sleeping in my bed. Clearly not the first time. What happened to your dress? Yes, I can't pretend the feeling's yet to end. Virgin on the safe side, flirting with the edge. It's no use. I know you. Well, she was acting tense. I was making friends, living in the outskirts.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.